Recovery occurred around 1400 BC, and this is the time that archaeologists call the New Hittite Kingdom. And in general, this is a time of great expansion and great prosperity when the Hittites took a leading role in global politics. And those tablets that helped identify Hattusha as the center of the Hittite kingdom date to this new period of history. Now, there's no figure in the new kingdom of the Hittites that reflects this new power better than the king with the impossible name of Shupaluliuma I. Now, Shupaluliuma I ruled from 1344 BC to 1322 BC, and he was a great conqueror. During his reign, he expanded eastward and conquered the mighty empire of the Mitanni, about which I'm not going to talk too much about, but the Mitanni was a very, very strong force to the east. And when Shupaluliuma conquered them, he doubled the size of Hittite territory. Now, his great victory brought the Hittites into the forefront of the global community. Now, during this time in the 14th century BC, there were a variety of important and strong communities throughout the Middle East. One, of course, was Egypt, and we'll talk more about Egypt in a minute. There was also the Babylonians and the Assyrians. And the Mitanni had been an important force, but now Shupaluliuma had conquered them. And with his conquest, it made the Hittites a force to be reckoned with. And this brings together a fascinating historical event that we remarkably have evidence for. Now, after his death, his son wrote kind of an annals of his father's reign. And from the annals, we hear this remarkable story about letters written to Shupaluliuma from an Egyptian queen. And although we don't have the actual letters, we have the letters quoted in this slightly later annals. And so in this letter, the queen writes to Shupaluliuma I, and this is what she has to say. "My husband has died, and I have no son. They say about you that you have many sons. You might give me one of your sons to become my husband. Never shall I pick out a servant of mine and make him my husband. I am afraid." Well, we don't have Shupaluliuma's reply to this queen. We know that Shupaluliuma, according to the annals, was astonished that the queen of Egypt was inviting him to send a son to marry her. And evidently, he was suspicious about the whole thing. He thought there was some sort of trickery. He couldn't believe that the queen of the greatest nation on earth wanted to marry his son. So evidently, he wrote back to her saying something about his doubts. And we don't have his letter, but we have her reply to that letter, which again is recorded in these annals. And this is what she says. "Why do you say they deceive me in that way? Had I a son, would I have written about my own and my country's shame to a foreign land? You did not believe me, and you have said as much to me. He who was my husband has died. A son I have not. Never shall I take a servant of mine and make him my husband. I have written to no other country. Only to you have I written. They say your sons are many. So give me one of your sons. To me he will be husband, but in Egypt he will be king."